From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
We have a special guest on the other line, and it is not Yogi Roth from Pac-12 Networks. Oh. I know you're bummed out, Ryan. However, this man right now is the all-time winningest head coach in Arizona football history. And we were going to take a break and get him back, but this man is so important. I don't think I can make this man wait a single minute. And with that, we have former Arizona head coach Dick Tomey. Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Coach, are you looking forward to this weekend's game against BYU?
Well, I am. I'm not going to get to go to many games this year. I think I'm going to get to go to three because we have a travel schedule that's going to take us east a good bit, my wife and I. But I'm going to see this one. I'm going to see Oregon. I'm going to see ASU. I'm looking forward to it a lot because I think there's an interesting contrast here. Because you guys probably remember, the fans certainly do, what it looked like when Arizona played BYU a couple of years ago, maybe two or three years ago in Glendale.
Yeah.
And it looked like a BYU home game.
Yeah.
the BYU fans were much more energetic. Their team was much more physical, And it was a close game score-wise, but if you watched it, it wasn't that close.
Sure.
And so I think it's an interesting challenge because for Coach Sumlin and the team, because BYU had a bad year last year. I know their head coach very, very well, Kalani Sitake. He had to make a lot of changes. He's changed the offense dramatically. You never know what BYU really is going to look like because they're going to have some 24-year-olds playing that were on missions for a couple of years, and they returned last spring, and they look entirely different than they did before. Mm-hmm. And so I think they have great pride at that school, just like Arizona does. And so it'll be interesting because I think they're going to there's some unknowns about BYU, just like for BYU, I'm sure there's some unknowns about Hawaii because of the new staff and so on. But I think Coach Sumlin's put together a great staff. And so this will be a great way to start the season. I really believe that one of the things Arizona has to do is schedule as many difficult games, particularly on the road, in the non-conference as possible. I don't think it anymore it's possible to do that much, but I think that's one of the things that I think has held them back the last few years.
Coach, going back to 1987 when you had your first season as the head coach for the Arizona Wildcats, your first game was against Iowa at Arizona Stadium. What do you remember about that game going into your debut as Arizona's head coach?
Well, I remember that, you know, Iowa had a really good team. They had a quarterback that was like 6'6". He was a known quantity, but yet he was an unknown quantity. And I just remember that we had a lot of new players. We had obviously new quarterback that had come to us as a transfer from SMU, Bobby Waters. And we were asking the guys to do a lot of different things because we weren't doing the same thing on offense that they had done. And I was replacing a great coach. I was replacing Larry Smith, and a great person who became one of my dear friends. And that doesn't often happen, that the coach you replace and then his wife, Cheryl, became great friends of Nancy and mine. So, you know, it was a game where we found out a lot about ourselves. And I think that that's the advantage of playing somebody really good in your first game that can you can come out of it knowing about yourself a little more than you did before. Because if you play, if you don't play good teams, you come out not really knowing enough about yourself. So when you get in the conference, you really don't know where you are until you play a conference opponent. So I think that's what I remember are those things. And I remember that I thought the crowd was great. I thought the players, we found out a lot about people that gave us a chance to move ahead during the season. We did not have a great season, but we had a season, I think, that revealed itself, revealed what our problems were, and that helped us going forward.
Coach Tomey, Michael Lev here. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you. What I wanted to know is, what is the most challenging aspect of implementing your program when you join a school? You know, you're hired at a new school for the first time, whether it's you're rebuilding or otherwise. Like, what's the hardest part about that initial portion of it or that first year?
Well, no, I think the most, and everybody handles this differently because we're all different as head coaches. I think one of the things that's always a huge challenge when you go someplace, and I've gone three different places as a head coach, and I've handled them all differently. I've handled them different degrees of well. But I think getting to know your personnel, getting to know the people on your team, getting to know them as people, to me, is the most important thing. However, that was always the most important thing to me, period. And you may not hear a lot of head coaches say that, but that was something I really focused on. And we worked on team building a lot during preseason camp and in the spring and just when we started. Getting to watch the coaches coach under the pressures of a game when maybe you haven't coached together under a game. I think Coach Sumlin's coached with a lot of the guys that he brought, or he's coached with like Marcel Yates. He coached with him a few years ago, but not last year. And, you know, I think so. He has a lot of familiarity with the guys that he's got. I didn't have as much familiarity with some of the guys, because one of the guys on our staff got the job at Hawaii when I left, which is actually a perfect storm for the staff because everybody gets a job. Nobody gets left out. And that's a very important thing. But I think getting to know the players and then just watching them in under the lights in real performance against a good opponent. And, you know, I think Hawaii, I mean, I think Arizona, and I keep saying Hawaii because that was my first place as a head coach. But I think Arizona will find out a lot about themselves. Cool. And they'll keep finding out about themselves in the non-conference so that when they start playing the conference, they'll know where their pluses are and where their minuses are.
Going back to when Kevin Sumlin was first hired, one of the most interesting little notes from his press conference was that he was going to honor the past. And I know that you've had many conversations with him. What do you like about Coach Sumlin, and what's something that you guys talk about whenever you converse with each other?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I was very excited about, in fact, I was more than excited about what Kevin expressed to me about he was going to honor the past. And I've heard that before from coaches, and then they don't do it. But what Kevin, he recognized that a lot of good things had been done here in football. That, yes, we hadn't gone to the Rose Bowl, but the program elevated itself for several years consecutively during our tenure to a program that was in the national discussion for the first time as the best team in the country, or one of the very best teams in the country and in the national rankings. And Kevin seemed to recognize that. But the biggest thing was, it was a very poignant evening because we had a weekend shortly after Kevin took the job that we were honoring and memorializing Warner Smith, who had passed away some weeks previous to that. And we had a get-together for players from that era who were coming back to be part of that weekend honoring Warner, who was a very popular player, roomed with Teddy Bruschi and Charlie Camp. And, you know, it just, he was part of the fiber of that football team that was such an outstanding team, that was a team that won the Fiesta Bowl in 93, 94. And so we're having an event down at O'Malley's, and about 15, 20 minutes into the event, it was a get something to drink and have something to eat and just talk. And there were about 100 players from that era that were there. And lo and behold, in the door walks Kevin Sumlin by himself. And I emphasize that, by himself. I don't know many Power Five coaches that all have plenty of ego. You have to have some to do this job. But they would involve, they might walk in the door with an entourage of people. Kevin walked in by himself and start introducing himself. I knew him. I said hello, but he was introducing himself to everybody he saw, not assuming they knew who he was, which I think was brilliant. And he stayed for about an hour and a half. He had work to do because they were just starting. And it was amazing because it certainly made the best of impressions on the former players, who certainly didn't expect that at all either. And so that was my first real opportunity to see Kevin at any length. And we didn't spend a lot of time together that evening because it was important that he talked to a lot of the players from those years and let them know more about himself and find out more about them and all that kind of thing. But it was a very, very outstanding way for him to get started with the alumni from that particular era.
Coach, Ryan Finley here. One of the things Kevin Sumlin said when he was hired was he wanted to reestablish that Polynesian pipeline that you developed so well during your time here. He went and he hired an assistant coach from Mount SAC, who is Polynesian and dialed in. How did you build that while you were here? And what's the most successful way to sort of mine that very rich area of the islands for defensive linemen in particular?
Well, I think let me say this about what Kevin did. Mm-hmm. Kevin talked to me about the Polynesian, the guys from the Polynesian are coaching. Of course, the guy that's I think is the best, mm-hmm, is Joe Salavea.
Yep.
And he was here.
Yep.
And he was not retained. And now, and I believe Kevin tried to talk to Joe, but Joe right now is one of the highest paid coaches in the league.
Sure.
As the associate head coach at Oregon and co-defensive coordinator. But the young man that Kevin hired, he really worked hard to evaluate who's the next best prospect. And Iona Ungbelele is a tremendous coach. And he's somebody that he hadn't been in a college program. He'd been at Mount San Antonio College, where Antonio Pierce went to school. And several other guys. Chris McAllister went to school there, I believe. And he had a tremendous reputation in the Polynesian community. But you ask me how I was able to have my goodness, my first 10 years in coaching, I coached at the University of Hawaii.
Sure.
And Polynesian football players were the heart and soul of our team. Mm-hmm. And I never walked into a living room after that I wasn't talking to a family that had a relative that I'd coached.
Wow.
And I mean that. Because, I mean, the Polynesian roots are deep, and those islands are small, and there's not they all know each other. And they talk about the schools that do a great job with their kids. And when they say their kids, they don't mean the guys that go to Arizona, or the guys, they mean Polynesian kids. And if you've not done a good job with, quote, their kids, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to, they call it the coconut wireless. I mean, you are going, it goes around the world, and it goes very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I was thrilled. That's one of the things I talked to Kevin about, was you have to reestablish that, because there's too many Edwin Mulitalos and Joe Salovea's and Brandon Manamalaunas that all were great players in the NFL that played here that have fond memories of this. And there's the Stephen Graces and the Makoa Freitas's who also played in the NFL that didn't play as long as those other guys, that, and George Malaulu. I mean, they're just such a list mm-hmm. that you have to understand the job that had been done by those guys, and very little of it was something that we decided that we were going to. I was going to do that wherever I coached, mm-hmm. because I believe in that, in those young people, and what they can do to help a football program. Because they're Polynesians are tremendously unselfish, they're tremendously tough, they're tremendously family oriented. There's nothing more important to them than family. And I'm so happy to see Kevin, Iona, and the staff reestablish much of that with some of the guys they have committed for this year and future years. And so I think they're well on their way.
Again, that is Arizona's all-time winningest head coach, Dick Thome, joining ESPN Tucson. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Hope all is well, and hope you have a good time watching a new era of Arizona football this Saturday.
Well, I think they have a great opportunity this year. You know, they don't play Stanford, they don't play Washington. And that's the luck of the draw in the Pac-12. And so not to have a schedule where you don't play two of the best teams, I think you're fortunate if that happens, but it's not going to happen much. And so I think they have a great opportunity. I think Kevin Sumlin has done a fabulous job, and I, as he's asked for, I hope they fill it up on Saturday night and enjoy this football team. I think the biggest difference they're going to see in this team, I think they're going to see an outstanding defense. And I think Marcel Yates and the staff have done a fabulous job, and Chuck Cecil's assisted in that. And I think that's one of the things they're going to see that they're going to be very excited about.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate having you, and hope to have you as a future guest, and hopefully in the near future.
Okay, thanks much.
Hey, bye. Take care, Coach.